Home improvement and hardware supplies. Everything you need to make your home and garden thrive.
Hey, Hot Family. Good afternoon to you. It's your girl, Tammy. Hey, Biggs. How you doing?
I am so wonderful. How are you?
Hot Family, today we are in Oyston's. We are in the plaza, and we are talking everything home improvement. But today, we've got lawn and garden care. You know we're in hurricane season. Yeah, you know how that goes. We got the rain. We got the water washing away everything. And don't tell me that y'all don't know anything about plants. Y'all know about plants. Hint, hint. Right, good. So there we go. Now, we got some people here we're going to talk to today. One I know very, very well. And two, I don't know. So who should I start with? One I know very, very well, or who I don't know well as yet. But she likes my feet, so we can talk to her. Good afternoon, darling. How are you?
I'm reasonably well, thanks. So yourself?
What's your name?
My name is Lena.
Lena? Okay, so I can lean on you then.
Sure.
Alrighty. What are we talking about today?
We are going to be doing plant care, basic plant care, mm-hmm. and how to get the homeowners mm-hmm. started.
Wait. You look at him so when you're so homeowners. You just became one? Yes.
I would hope so.
Okay. So I've gone from the lady. Now let me go to the gentleman. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon.
What's your name?
I'm Mr. Joseph.
Okay, Mr. Joseph. So as in Mr. Joseph, Jesus' father? Or? Okay, all right. We can go with that.
Biblical. Okay. All right. I'm here and I'm going to ask Lena a couple questions.
Ooh.
Yes. And let me let this start. Mm-hmm. You know, outside is hot. Really, really hot.
So because I'm sweating, you have to let everybody on hot, no?
Well, you know how it is. You brought it up, not me. Okay. Lena, for example, is this a difficult time to start growing herbs and vegetables with all the rain and also the sun?
No, it's not a difficult time. It all depends on what you're planting. We need to be balanced, so you know plants need both the water and the rain. But what you should do, don't give them any excess rain. You can provide a roll cover, which will help them to take some of the rain, the excess rain off. And you can also harvest that rainwater, so that in times of dry times, you will have the rainwater, which will be very good for your plants.
Before he goes on, what is a roll? A roll what?
A roll cover is... Mm-hmm. protection from the excessive elements. So okay. You're getting too much water, you just take it goes over. I guess Miss Kim will tell you about the materials that we have to provide this roll cover. Mm-hmm. And because he's a young homeowner, you'll be able to demonstrate that.
Back to your questions, Mr. Joseph.
Yes, please. Well, this is from, let's see, next one. Nowadays, many people are opting to use seedlings. But for those who want to start from scratch, which seeds, how to use, how do they go about it, basically?
Okay, all depends on the type of person you are. For herbs and seedlings, depends on the person. You know that you should give them as babies. Think about a seedling as a baby. Mm-hmm. You have to give it ideal conditions. So again, we have your roll cover, our greenhouse shade netting. Okay. And then when you're starting from seed, you use the seed trays, and we have the seed trays in the back. So just as fine a seed, depending on the size of the seed, the plant at the correct depth. A large seed, it go deeper. The fine seeds need to be thinly covered.
All right.
Wonderful. Another question. If I am now starting out my home garden, what tools do I need? So more on tools and care later.
Okay, you need the basic. You will need your basic tools, and these can be hand tools. You will need hand fork, spade, shovel. Don't forget your gloves, which will protect your hands. Your pruners, and the pruners is for clipping off any dead or dried branches. And if you're doing ornamentals, you will have two pruners. One is for cutting, and the other one is just for taking stock.
All right, before we go on, because I'm seeing all these things that you just spoke about here. Shovels, pruners, everything. This is right here. This is what I'm looking at, right? This shelf. Okay, good. Because while you two are talking, I'm following along.
I agree for sure.
Okay. We come this way now, and we were talking about all the different things. Now, let's see. If I'm not mistaken, this is a pruner here?
Yes, that's okay. The one format mm-hmm. of a pruner. Mm-hmm. Because they're different brands. We call the high-end, mm-hmm. reasonable.
No, we were talking about some kind of fork. No, this look like it has two, what you would call fork teeth. But then this is another one here too.
Okay. Well, one, this fork here is for gardening. Okay. This is what we say, we take out the weed. It's called a weed fork.
Take out the weed.
Yeah, literally the grass.
Right, Heart FM, y'all listening? You know what to, you know, remove those dandelions, as we like to call them.
You dig them out. Mm-hmm. And this is a traditional fork. Okay. A three-prong hand fork, which you...
And these would be the shovels, the scoops.
Yes, they are. Okay, you call them spids.
Yeah. Sorry. That's okay. Jason's up there keeping us company.
Not Jason, I'm sorry. You need your hand spade. Mm-hmm. And don't forget your hoe.
Your what? Okay, on that note, we're going to hand back to the studio for a little bit. And we're going to come right back.
Attention, lawn and garden enthusiasts! Join the Home Improvement and Hardware Supplies team for a special event. Visit their Oystens branch on Friday 26th and the Greenhill branch on Saturday 27th. Enjoy live tips from a gardening expert and get valuable hurricane preparedness advice. Plus, the Plant Place Plant Nursery will be on the outside with a fantastic variety of plants. Enjoy up to 15% off lawn and garden items and a free gift with every purchase from our lawn and garden section. Participate in our trivia quizzes for a chance to win prizes. So don't miss out. Mark your calendars this weekend for these incredible events at Home Improvement and Hardware Supplies. Everything you need to make your home and garden thrive.
14 minutes after one. That live outside broadcast coming from Home Improvement Hardware Supplies. DJ Tommy is on location.
So we are back here, Hot 95.3 FM family. All right, so we're in Oystens, all right? Now, you know the Oystens Shopping Plaza. No, I just met the boss. Wait, she gone and left me. How? She should have waited till tomorrow. How she could do that? All right, so we're, like I said, we're at Home Improvement and Hardware Supplies. And I got to let you know that there's a 15% discount on lawn and garden department. I've got some tips coming up very, very soon. Now, you know TC had a song, Who the Hell is Kim? Well, I found a Kim. So Kim, I found a Kim, so I know who the hell is Kim, and we can have a conversation with Kim. Now, if you come into the store today, all right, I'm not going to tell you what time, but come into the store today, and we've got giveaways, we've got prizes for random customers. Now, opening today, because since we're in Oystens, now I know this is crunch time, everybody getting ready to go down the road for Kaduma and Forday and everything, we got good opening hours for you. So today is Friday. All right, so today and tomorrow inclusive, we're going to open from 8 o'clock until 5:30 p.m. And then Sunday, yes, you remember that though? Everything, every day, including Sundays? Well, they copied that, so to speak, because they're going to open on Sunday as well from 8 until 1 p.m. Now, Kim, I know you got lots of specials and things going on for me here in the store.
Hi, Tommy. Good afternoon. Welcome, customers, to our Home Improvement Oystens branch. From Mondays from 8 to 5:30 and Sundays 8 to 1. Tommy, as we said before, we have a wide range of items here at Home Improvement Oystens. But we're doing lawn and garden today. Mm-hmm. We also do household, we do tools, we do electrical, we do plumbing, we do a wide range of items here at Home Improvement. All right. Today we're going to highlight a few items we have on sale. We have our wheelbarrows.
Tommy. Wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
No, as when you say wheelbarrow, as a child, I remember being in my grandmother's ground, and I got one of my uncles pushing me in the pancake. That's why I know it's a wheelbarrow. Same thing?
Yes, please.
All right.
Back then, we used to call it a pan cart, you know?
And it was fun.
Fun. We used to be in the pan cart, and we're going down the hill.
Yes.
Yes, Tammy. Our pan carts were $283.61. Today, Tammy, you're getting it at $241.06.
Imagine. Love that.
Imagine that. We also have some garden hoses. Tammy, those were $77.80. Oh my gosh, Tammy, today they're $66.12. $66.12, Tammy. Yes, please. We also have a garden reel, a hose reel you can put your hose on. Tammy, that was $114.92. Customers, you get that today at $97.68. Come on down to Home Improvement. What you need, when you need.
I like that. What you need, when you need. No, you said a reel.
Yes,
now, for the people on heart, when you say reel, them thinking Instagram. you need to explain what is a real when it comes to home and garden improvement. Because like I said, most people listening are hot, them thinking cap cut and all kind of things to put this reel on IG. That is not what we're talking about.
Tommy, you know, back then, our grandparents would take your hose and put it on the ground and it rolls up. But we have something called a hose reel. Okay. You take this, your hose, and you put it around this reel to make it neat after usage. That is what we call a hose reel.
Oh, so we're not driving over the hose. Because, you know, when you finish with the hose, you just drop it there, turn it off, and you're done. No, we can actually put it away securely.
Securely. So you take your hose and you put it around your neat reel to make it as neat as possible. So we have those available to me. Customers, just come on down to Home Improvement Oysters. We have a wide variety of stock for you.
Speaking of customers, let's find our first victim. I mean customer, not victim, customer. Can we borrow you just for a little bit? All right. Hi. So I'm Tammy from Hot FM, and this is Kim. We actually found who the hell is Kim. She right here. We found her. What's your name, darling?
Camelita.
Camel. Oh, I like that. I like that. Now, what are we shopping for today?
I'm getting some cords for my rocker to work this weekend.
You are going to do the work this weekend?
I'm going to assist my son.
No, he ain't want no better assistance, I can tell you. Tell me about your shopping experience here at Home Improvement.
My shopping experience is that I've been shopping here for so many years, I can't even remember.
That long?
I cannot remember. As long as it was open, I was shopping.
I like that. Well, thank you so very much for spending some time.
And I always get what I'm looking for. Definitely.
Okay, thank you so very much. No, you see, the customer is right. They know what's going on.
Yes, Tammy, they sure do. She knows what's going on. And, you know, she used something that we always see at Home Improvement. You get what you need, when you need.
Mm-hmm. And she's been doing that for years.
Yeah, she's been doing that for years. We have another customer here. Hi, good afternoon.
Because he's got some kind of herb or a plant. What's your name, sir?
Wayne Callender.
Wait, hold. I know that name. But there's a different Wayne Calendar. Okay. But you know what? I am going to talk to this Wayne Calendar. What are you picking up today from Home Improvement?
It's garlic stuff.
It looked like marjoram to me, but I might not know my herbs correctly. It's marjoram. I know it tastes good.
Bajon one. Mm-hmm. I want to lay it down one.
You don't want the one that from out there over and away?
Right one.
Okay, so tell me how you grow your marjoram.
I grow it in a pot. Mm-hmm. I put it in patio.
Oh, well, it says home and garden. That's what we're talking about today. So we put it on the patio to grow there. All right.
So it grow very good.
Tell me about your experience here at Home Improvement.
Well, I've been coming here for over 10 years, and the prices is very good. So it keeps me coming back.
Oh, see, you see that? Price is good, keeps him coming back. All right, so we got the marjoram. I also see you have some kind of saw.
I just see it and I bet. I don't want it right now to use.
But you know what's going to come in handy later, right?
Handy later, yes. I just got my tools in here. The later you want it.
So it's there when you need it.
Yes, it's always there when you need it.
All right, well, thank you so very much, sir. And I'm going to find where you live to get some marjoram instead of buying the one from in the store. Now, you see, Kim gone and left me again. Kim, I hand him back to the studio and then we coming back to you.
Yes. Attention, lawn and garden enthusiasts! Join the Home Improvement and Hardware Supplies team for a special event. Visit their Oysters branch on Friday 26th and the Greenhill branch on Saturday 27th. Enjoy live tips from a gardening expert and get valuable hurricane preparedness advice. Plus, the Plant Place Plant Nursery will be on the outside with a fantastic variety of plants. Enjoy up to 15% off lawn and garden items and a free gift with every purchase from our lawn and garden section. Participate in our trivia quizzes for a chance to win prizes. So don't miss out. Mark your calendars this weekend for these incredible events at Home Improvement and Hardware Supplies. Everything you need to make your home and garden thrive.
All right, so we're back here, Heart of Femme family. Now, I was eavesdropping on a conversation. Now, Biggs, you remember the song called Savannah Grass, right? Because I'm here hearing a conversation. I'm like, hold on, we in Cropova, but we hearing about Savannah Witch in Trinidad, and I hear about Savannah Grass. I thought that was a song, but apparently not, because Leanne and Mr. Joseph here tell me about Savannah Grass. Explain to me, because I'm thinking that's a song from years ago, and I know we in Barbados, not Trinidad. So where we get, what's going on with this Savannah Grass?
Well, Savannah Grass is one of the most used grass that Bajans use around their property.
So it's not just a song.
Yeah. The reason is that Savannah grass can actually look like it's dead. And as soon as it gets water, it comes back green again.
We should call this Lazarus grass then, not Savannah. We should call it Lazarus.
Yes, it's very drought resistant. Yeah. And that's why you see a lot of Bajans. If you go most homes, you'll see they use Savannah grass.
How would you care for this Savannah grass?
As I said, drought resistant. Also, because of
moisture, the soil.
Sun, no, because the sun can make it look like it's dead, and then one shower, and you can't believe it's back again. So it is very resistant. And it's, to me, it's even better than Bermuda grass. And
Wait, hold on, sir. I thought we were talking about a song from Trinidad. No, we gone to the triangle, the Bermuda. Sir, I can't keep up. So you say it's better, the Savannah grass, Heart FM family all listening, the Savannah grass, which you know I can't sing about, but it's better than the Bermuda? Yes. I can let you continue, because I...
Okay, well, the problem with the grass, it's a grass. A lot of people don't understand. It's still a grass.
It's still a grass.
Good.
All right.
So when you're growing Savannah grass from the beginning, or local grass, which is what we call weeds, will come up in it.
Yeah.
But there's a way of killing the local grass.
He just frightened me. He said killing.
There's Savannah grass. And Lena will fill you in on that.
So hold on. So we got something to unalive, the weeds that can come up in our Savannah grass. All right.
So you use a selective herbicide to get rid of the weeds, which are unwanted in your lawn. So because it's Savannah, the maintenance on the Savannah is much easier. When you're using the Bermuda would mostly be used in public spaces. It's tough. It can take the warmth and tumble of the feet. So you have no problem with your Bermuda as against the Savannah for your private homes.
I want y'all know that I have to go home now and look at my Caribbean map and figure out what's going on with the Savannah grass and the Bermuda grass and whatever Bajan grass. But you know what? It's going to be a learning experience.
It truly is. And at Home and Garden, we provide all the equipment, chemicals that you can truly take care of all your grass, whether Bermuda or Savannah.
See? And you'll be singing those songs. I know how to FM. I coming back, Leah and Joseph. Kim, come. We got a winner, right?
Yes.
Or at least we hope to.
We hope.
Okay. So we can ask a little question?
Yes, please.
Okay. I like to see people winning things. So let me ask this question real quick.
Hi, Mr. Calendar. Back at you again. I have a question I need to ask you. We have some giveaways. So I just want to ask you this question. Okay. We have a slogan. And we always say to our customers. And I said it this morning during the live broadcast. I hope you remember it. Now, can you tell me what is our slogan?
What you need, when you need.
Right.
But you see, you know, he said it in his, you know, when I was speaking to him, so he know what's going on. No, what Mr. Calendar win?
Okay, Mr. Calendar, we're going to offer you a garden hose, compliments of Home Improvement Oystens. And please use the hose to wet these lovely herbs you bought this morning.
Marjoram.
Congratulations, and thanks for shopping with us.
Always.
Thank you. Okay,
so all right. We got another giveaway.
Yeah.
No, is this the same person that was always shopping here, like Mr. Calendar?
Yes, please.
All right.
It's giving me a hard time not to launch.
He's behind Mr. Calendar. Mm-hmm. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
My name is Tammy. I'm from Heart FM. We found out who the hell is Kim. I gotta keep repeating that. What's your name, sir?
My name's Sherlyn Boyce.
Tell me a little bit about your shopping experience, because I heard that you're always in here shopping.
That's true. I'm always in here shopping. Very good deals, very good service.
What is in your basket for today?
Well, I'm doing two projects at home. Mm-hmm. One is garden, so I've got some topsoil.
Okay.
Right, I'm looking to plant some vegetables because I can't afford to buy them in the supermarket no more. Mm-hmm. And I'm also doing some repairs inside, so I've got some paint and some tile cement.
Oh, wow. So I now understand the home improvement and the gardening part. You are really, fitting in with the place that we're at and the home that we're dealing with as well.
Exactly.
All right. Now, we have another question, Kim, so that we can, this gentleman here. Now, I didn't even know about topsoil. I know about soil mix.
It's opposite to bottom soil.
I like you. Topsoil is opposite to bottom soil. Now, I know about soil mix, but no, all right. So, Kim, what's going on here? What are we doing for this gentleman?
Hi. Good afternoon again. Since you gave me so much trouble, you entered the store. Yes, please. I'm going to ask you this question so you could be our next prize winner.
Fifth Amendment. Okay.
We in Barbados, though, the fifth one we're here, but we got you.
We said it this morning, sir. Now, can you give us our opening hours?
Opening hours are 8 till 5:30.
Uh-huh. And on Sundays?
8 till 1.
Yes! Congratulations! You're our next winner, sir. Congratulations. I wanted to give this.
That was a good guess.
Well, you're our second winner, and I want to say thank you for shopping here with us at Home Improvement Oystings.
What does he win, Kim?
If you have won the hose reel that I spoke about this morning, the thing you put your garden hose on so you won't have it in your driveway. Oh, you need one of those.
I need one of those, yeah. Actually, I need two. Can I get two?
Unfortunately, we only have one as a giveaway today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
And thank you for shopping here because you now have to trail this all out, but it looks like you've got some great deals.
I think I have.
Well, thank you so very much.
It's a 25% discount today.
Oh, so you're getting even more.
Yes, please.
Now I know why he's so excited. How the FM family, we're going to hand back to the studio. We'll be right back. Remember, we're coming to you live from Oystins. We're at Home Improvement. But today, we are talking lawn and garden.
Attention, lawn and garden enthusiasts. Join the Home Improvement and Hardware Supplies team for a special event. Visit their Oystins branch on Friday 26th and the Greenhill branch on Saturday 27th. Enjoy live tips from a gardening expert and get valuable hurricane preparedness advice. Plus, the Plant Place Plant Nursery will be on the outside with a fantastic variety of plants. Enjoy up to 15% off lawn and garden items and a free gift with every purchase from our lawn and garden section. Participate in our trivia quizzes for a chance to win prizes. So don't miss out. Mark your calendars this weekend for these incredible events at Home Improvement and Hardware Supplies. Everything you need to make your home and garden thrive.
Well, you know where you need to go. Home Improvement Hardware. And DJ Tommy's over there. And if you go and you see her, tell her that I say hello once again, Tommy.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Howell. All right, so we are back here at Home and Garden, and I'm going back to Leanne and to Mr. Joseph. Yes. No, I keep peeping at y'all notes, but I don't think I will ever get it right.
Anyhow, yes, these are some of the questions that customers normally ask, and one for sure is food. Now, sustenance. Yes. A lot of people believe that they can just plant, and then because of God's nature, naturally grow. But just like human beings, we need sustenance. Yes.
I'm one of those people who think you just got to give it water and it will grow.
Okay. But
educate me.
Yes, I am going to educate you now. But just like us, we need, technically we call it food, right? And that is basically either in a liquid food or solid food. Well, obviously, solid food will break down as the rain falls. And it will create, but it's sustenance to our plants. And a lot of people, when they actually come and they get the product that is designed for their plant or their fruit tree or their anything, they then come back and say, whoa, I didn't know that, because now it's more bountiful. And people just believe, as they say, plant it and it'll grow, I just gotta wet it. But I'm gonna let Lena give you a whole list of different trees, different products that, so we can move over to Lena.
All right, well, I'm not ashamed to say, I honestly,
I take the plants, I put them on the balcony, except for my herbs and stuff. I like my marjoram and my thyme and, you know, my basil for some people, in my kitchen, by the kitchen window. Now I go feed them. You mean to tell me I have to provide water and now I have to feed them? Why?
You definitely should, if you need to get the best out of them. For your ornamentals, we suggest that you use Nature Fosca Bloom. For your leafy vegetables, you can use urea. For all your root crops, Trooperside Phosphate. Fruit and vegetables, Triple Super Phosphate.
Let you just speak to me in layman's terms, because all these things you're talking about, I feel like I've gone back to school and I'm in chemistry or something like that.
It's not that difficult. It's just a fertilizer, and we are being specific by giving you that name. So if you have your lovely tomatoes and you need those bountiful sweet peppers, 24018. 12-12-17-2, which is a general fertilizer. This provides all the nutrients that you will need.
How math getting? 12-12-72. That sounds like somebody's birthday. The 12th of December, 1972. Does that sound like somebody's birthday?
No, it is telling you how the nutrients are broken down. Okay. Nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus. You need your fruits.
Back to school again. We gone with this thing. I left school since, never mind.
I know you're getting the extra lessons. So for your citrus, which you know that we need a citrus, you can use the triple superphosphate, and this is done twice a year, 1 to 2 pounds.
So you get my own lime tree. I don't have to go down the street to my neighbor and say, can I borrow a few limes? Knowing that I'm not giving back the limes, I'm using them, so I don't know how I'm borrowing them, but okay.
That'll be fine. That'll be fine. And then for your bananas, you can also go for your potash. They're beautiful, lovely bananas.
Mr. Joseph, Leah, you're like, she's a grower. She knows how to grow things.
She definitely does. That is her specialty. Okay.
Okay, so lots of things going on here. Remember, you come on down, you speak to them, you ask for the specifics when it comes to growing your leafy vegetables, when it comes to growing your tomatoes, because I don't know about y'all, but I'd like to just pick my tomatoes, wash them, and eat them. You see all this salads that y'all put them in? Even though tomatoes are fruit, y'all want to put in a salad. But anyway, we're going to talk about that another time, but all these things are going on as well. Now, what is this you're pointing at? Oh, yes. There's that. Something always eating my plants. I plan to set up some surveillance.
Other people as well, you know, and that also is something that you need to protect the plant from the insects.
So I need like a netting or something to protect my plant?
It all depends. Sometimes, for example,
okay.
Like lately we've had bountiful of butterflies, but butterflies have to eat, so they will go and eat plants. Now to keep the butterfly off of your plant, you have to cover it. But
flipping on a hat. Try to understand.
I agree. I was about to tell you, right? You can either use netting, greenhouses, depends. But there are now the other insects, white flies, worms, different things. Then you go into insecticides, and that's a whole different.
I know, good Lord, so you're supposed to love all creatures, great and smart, but some of these creatures I would like to get rid of.
I agree with that, but at the end of the day, everything on earth has a purpose. A purpose. Thank you very much. Right, but I'm going to let Leanna now tell you what is the specific things that protects your plants.
So I don't need a baseball cap. Help me.
For all your biting and chewing insects, we can use...
That's a song. We can talk about that later.
Of course we will. For all your biting and chewing insects, we suggest that you use some malathion, which is a mild insecticide. Mm-hmm. It's not dangerous, it wouldn't harm you, but it'll surely get rid of those biting and chewing insects.
And it's reasonable.
Now I'm going to ask a question. They say if you want to learn, you ask a question. Insecticide, pesticide. There's a difference? Other than the spelling...
No, but if it says what it is.
Insecticides.
Well, I get that. And then, so how do you differentiate what's insect? Okay, well, the insects that we were talking about, those. How do you differentiate with the somebody doing some pounding behind there? All right, you know what? I'm coming back. Hold on a second. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. We walking through here at the broadcast. I'm looking for somebody. I'm looking for somebody was doing some pounding. Who it was? It was that gentleman walking, going up there. Sir, excuse me. We will talk later because you were pounding through my broadcast.
Good. So we go back around here now. And we're going to go back to Leah and Joseph because we're going to talk some more about pesticides and herbicides. Pesticides and insecticide. Now, this lady here, good afternoon. I am Tammy. What's your name?
Leanne.
Leanne? Oh, Deanne. Leanne, meet Deanne. There we go.
Oh, so we can be partners, and I see that you're getting your soilless pocket mix. Like you said, we are probably going home to do some topping up our cuttings.
Cuttings.
So I shall see you another time at home on Home Improvement.
Of course. I'm always in here.
Okay.
Kim, before we go back to the studio, opening hours, and we did not tell them that we actually have two locations.
Yes, Tammy. Hi, good afternoon once again. Tammy, we have two locations. Mm-hmm. We have our Oystens branch.
Which we're at now.
Which we're at now. And we have our Green Hill branch, which you'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, yes. 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, please. Our opening hours for Green Hill is 8 to 5:30, Monday to Saturdays, and on Sundays, 8 to 2.
Oh, so you get an extra hour at Green Hill.
An extra hour at Green Hill. Oh, Tammy. And they do open on bank holidays from 8 to 1 o'clock.
You know what? Now, for people who don't necessarily like too much technology, I want a telephone number for them.
Yes, please. Tell me our numbers are 538-8833. And you hit 1 for Green Hill, 538-8833, and 2 for our Oystens branch.
All right. So we'll be right back. Studio, we're going to come back because we've got a little bit more to tell you about in this broadcast.
Attention, lawn and garden enthusiasts. Join the Home Improvement and Hardware Supplies team for a special event. Visit their Oystens branch on Friday 26th and the Green Hill branch on Saturday 27th. Enjoy life tips from a gardening expert and get valuable hurricane preparedness advice. Plus, the Plant Place Plant Nursery will be on the outside with a fantastic variety of plants. Enjoy up to 15% off lawn and garden items and a free gift with every purchase from our lawn and garden section. Participate in our trivia quizzes for a chance to win prizes. So don't miss out. Mark your calendars this weekend for these incredible events at Home Improvement and Hardware Supplies. Everything you need to make your home and garden thrive.
Hot FM family, we are back here at Home Improvement, and again I'm eavesdropping on Joseph and Leanne. Now, what you're talking about mild. What's mild? Because when you think of mild, I think in some kind of syrup or something, some kind of hot sauce, blistering, hot, mild, you know, normal. But no, we talking plants and we talking garden and home improvement. So what mild thing? I told you I was eavesdropping.
But we were, what we were talking about is a product that, okay. That you would use, and that wouldn't harm the product. But another question that a lot of customers ask, and they come and say, my tree, my plants have something called blight.
It's the white thing, right? Or no, it's not. So the white thing is something else. Well, I figured it was never.
Right, good. That's the insect leaving a trail. But anyhow, we will get back to that. Okay. The blight is let me call it a Bayesian parallel that we use. Mm-hmm. It's not thing. What we call blight, which is the black thing that we see on the plants.
Oh.
Yes, that we think. Yeah. No, when I was growing up with my grandmother. She used to mix, used to say, and it used to work then. She used to mix what we call breeze and throw it on the lime tree.
As in the detergent?
Correct. That's an old technique. Problem is, if you mix the breeze too strong and you throw it on it, all the leaves drop off and you'll be like, what happened there? But you see, those old
definitely people, will not be a breeze.
Those old people had they knew what to do. Now, move over to modern times. We can still get rid of the blight. But what is blight? Blight, Bayesian parallel again, is really the excretion from the insects that is left on the plant, which basically, what the best way to say?
It produces the black film that you see on the leaves and start the leaves from producing, so the leaves will turn yellow. Then you have to give them your fertilizer so that you can get them back up to looking as green as possible.
Illustrated earlier, when she was going through the list.
I want y'all to know that y'all see blight and I think we gotta go across the water. Because that's the only way I know to get rid of blight. Cross the water. But okay.
But if you're thinking of it this blight, that's the Bayesian parlance. But basically what it is the excreta from the insect. So as long as you get rid of the insect, then you wouldn't have that problem anymore.
You mean tell me the insects putting their feces on my plants and killing them?
Exactly.
No, please. No.
That's basically it.
But
we have the solution.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the safest things is safer, and that is a soap. It actually is a organic product. It comes out like literally like soap. Remember I said we used to use Breeze? Mm-hmm. A soapy.
So even your grandparents can still identify, even though it's not Breeze, they can still identify. Now, I noticed you said it's organic. So would I still have to wear gloves when I'm using this product?
Anytime you are using any chemical, I don't care if it's organic, I don't care if it's, mm-hmm. it's whatever, anything. And I tell people, mask, long shirt, because our body absorbs chemicals.
Yes.
And a lot of people go and do things freelance, meaning no mask, no gloves. I can wash my hand. That do not work. Does not work at all. Because at the end of the day, your body absorbs. So I advise everybody, mask, goggles, long sleeve shirt, gloves.
Because you really don't want nobody coming into your house. Long pants.
People. Besides, a wear a short pant, but remember.
Oh, so you're hot?
No. That's where you get it early and do it. The point is, your body absorbs.
Skin chemicals. Is your largest organ, yes.
Oh, thank you. At least we went to school together.
Yeah, I did, and it wasn't in August that I went to school either.
Hey.
All right, so Leanne, you got something else for me here? Because I know y'all got a whole will.
Another thing, a lot of people are now. Organic mode, they call it organic mode, mm-hmm. which means
yes.
So there is chemicals which are organic chemicals that you can use on your products, okay. because at the end of the day, the insect he still has to eat.
It's true.
Good. So we also do sell organic products. There's things like garlic barrier. The word barrier means it's barring garlic barrier. There's also something called natural defenses. There's certain plants you can plant that because of the smell.
It repels the insects.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Because he's the garlic, and I think I have some garlic home soaked in honey that I need to go home and use.
And the best one we also suggest for you to use is Neemex, which is basically for your neem.
You said neem. Now, I know neem. I know neem for a lot of things, antifungal and all that stuff. Okay, I know something.
Congratulations, Kim. Neemex, and this is a basic environmentally friendly insecticide, and we suggest that as one of the products that you can use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything?
All right, I got questions because you're going to give me one more?
Yes,
Kim, I'm coming to you. Don't move.
Before you move off, now where we are, which is.
We're in the back of the store or Oystens? Oystens, okay.
Technically, we're next to the sea.
No. Yeah, that's true. Sea salt, salt spring.
Right. We have the people in the Atlantic shore. We have the people all down the coastline. Mm-hmm. So we're going to highlight some plants that you should use near the sea. And if there's anything that is going to affect them as well. Because the sea sprays. You see, there are certain products for, you know, once
that
you know.
Well
no. Okay. And Lena is going to highlight them for you.
So the best one we suggest for your hedges would be the silver dollars, and this is salt tolerant.
Wait,
that's not the one you have in your purse.
Oh,
so this is nice one, and it takes care of the sea salt. Mm-hmm. If you're on the indoors, on the inside, then we suggest that you use the grape trees. They're very hardy.
As in sea grape tree?
Yes, please, and they're very tolerant.
So hold on, I can get my fruit, my sea grape that I love that comes into season, and I just need to plant sea grapes, and that would help?
Definitely.
Once I live close to the ocean?
Most definitely. If it was to check over on the other side, we would use your silver dollars on the cereal, which is salt tolerant.
What describe the silver dollar? Because I thinking is iron kites. I thinking is a dollar we use.
And,
you know.
And it bears a small berry. And I think when the berry drops, you get the baby seedlings from those ones. Okay. I'll make sure I bring a sample on our next trip.
All right.
Any problems you're having with the ones on the indoors, we suggest that you use the Bravo and the Champ.
We use Bravo.
Champion.
Wait, who? I'm champion.
Champion.
Champion. Family. We are not talking about DJ Bravo and his song Champion. We got like 2 minutes. Kim, real quick. I'm running up. Hello, sir. Oh, hello, young sir. So, what are we doing here? Real quick. We got like 60 seconds.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to highlight some other stuff that we carry here at Home Improvement. Mm-hmm. We do cement, we do building blocks, we do electrical. Mm-hmm. You know, we are known for our household. Mm-hmm. Our household do wonders in December, Tammy.
Okay.
You know, we can, you know, we do a lot of curtains, mats, a whole wide range of household.
Right. Now, we got this guy here, so we'll continue about this tomorrow. Why do we have this gentleman here?
Hi, hon. Hi. Good afternoon. We just want to you're shopping at Home Improvement, you know, give us one of your experience that you had here of us, a good experience.
Yeah, normally I get people asking, you know, if you need any help, practically as you get through the door.
Okay, so you've got some things in your hand. Real quickly, tell me what's going on with these things that you bought.
I just want this demon.
I beg your pardon? Demon. Oh, okay. Because I was like, we picking up demons in store. Okay.
Just want to say for some Stanley peas, right? So.
I beg you, do not call them. You got me trying to step up on something. Don't call them.
Right, so that's about it that they came for that. And obviously, taking up some few things that just come to mind.
All right. Well, Kim has something special for you because I have to wrap up the broadcast. Kim, I will see you tomorrow.
Unfortunately, no time.
All right. Call in. Mr. Joseph. Thank you very much. Where's Leanne? Where's Leanne? Thank you so very much. Leanne, darling, we're wrapping up real quick. So come say bye-bye real quick. Tell them bye-bye.
Over and out from Home Improvement. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
All right.
Hi, Tammy. One last thing.
Real quick.
I just want to say to you, you can find us on Facebook at homeimprovementbb.com or check us out on Instagram.
All right. At what?
Home Improvement BB. On Instagram.
All right. Thank you so very much to Jason Bell. Thank you to my technician, Mr. David Johnson. David Howell in studio. Thank you. That's all from us here at Oystins at Home Improvement. We'll catch you guys tomorrow at the Green Hill location.
Hey, thank you very much, Tommy. Thank you very much to the team over there at Home Improvement Hardware.
Attention, lawn and garden enthusiasts! Join the Home Improvement and Hardware Supplies team for a special event. Visit their Oystins branch on Friday 26th and the Green Hill branch on Saturday 27th. Enjoy live tips from a gardening expert and get valuable hurricane preparedness advice. Plus, the Plant Place Plant Nursery will be on the outside with a fantastic variety of plants. Enjoy up to 15% off lawn and garden items and a free gift with every purchase from our lawn and garden section. Participate in our trivia quizzes for a chance to win prizes. So don't miss out. Mark your calendars this weekend for these incredible events at Home Improvement and Hardware Supplies. Everything you need to make your home and garden thrive.